Hi, this is Julie from Jaybird Yoga, and today I want to talk to you about mysteries of detoxing. It's the first of the year, and this follows a time when many of us have been a little lax in our normal routines. The holiday season offers an abundance of calories, unusual foods, high sugar treats, and alcohol, along with plenty of reasons for us to let our guard down, enjoy the party, and loosen the inhibitions we normally observe. Now, it could be that just on a single day we let our hair down, and now we're back to our normal stoic existence. But it could also be that since Thanksgiving Day, or maybe even starting with Halloween candy, we've been pushing the boundaries of what is permissible in our food and exercise habits. We can also perhaps talk about how the seasonal change in regards to less light, cooler temperatures, drives some hidden urges. These urges want us to require more calories and mood-elevating foods with sugar to starve off potential starvation from famine and seasonal depression from lack of light. So let's just say that we've been on a pathway that involves the consumption of lots of tasty food and drink and less exercise coupled with some emotional and physical stress. Let's also say that with the turning of the calendar, we have come to our senses. We see the error of our ways. We are turning over a new leaf. We are making and keeping our New Year's resolutions. We are new and different beings who share only a fleeting resemblance to that person of old who had a second helping of the cherry pie and ate every cookie in sight. The point is, we are different. It's only human that we want this change of mind to be reflected in a change of our body. We don't just want a slow slide to perfection. We want results now. We want a grand change. We want to detox. But what is a detox? Well, detoxing is what our body does all the time, slowly and persistently. Yet when we say the word detox, what we're really meaning is a quick process, usually involving something extreme or at least unusual. It is often referred to as a cleanse. So we have detox diets, detox drinks, and cleansing regimes, usually a lot more at the first of the year than any other time. The common denominator in detox is that it purports to create a fast change and rid our body of these toxins, be they chemical or fatty. Most detoxing shares qualities found in religious fanaticism and involves fasting and purging. The fasting might indeed involve complete avoidance of food, but it often steers the detoxer into consuming certain things in abundance while avoiding all regular dietary norms. The purging often involves consuming agents, usually some sort of herb, that are purported to strip the body of any noxious toxins by cleansing the liver, cleansing the kidneys and the colon of all that stuff we so ardently consumed in our previous hedonistic seasonal joy. So detoxing is sort of a penance for all that excess fun. So here's a list I came across that's just what's currently being touted. You can find these on the internet. 3 ways to detox your body in under an hour. That's nice. It involves drinking ginger root and lemon juice, eating dandelion greens, and swishing your mouth with sesame oil. Or maybe you're interested in the one-day detox diet plan. It involves lemon juice, caffeine, cabbage salad, juices, and kale. Or maybe this sounds better. Our best detox cleanse diet for one-day results involves skipping breakfast, drinking water, eating bananas, mint candles. You don't eat them, you smell them. Asparagus, ginseng tea, avoiding napping, and eating blueberries, and going to bed early. And many others I found include lemon juice along with various detoxifying foods. And many also touted fasting, and some touted sweating. But the problem with these detoxing cures is, number one, they don't work. Number two, they are unnecessary. And number three, they can cause harm. Let me explain further. So number one, they don't work because the substances or regimes they're promoting do not cause the body to do things differently. Lemon juice, for all it's touted, does not make a dramatic shift in our digestion, and it doesn't prompt the body to purge impurities. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not some sort of citrus magic. Same with these other things they want you to eat or drink. Now, purging or cleansing, number two, these do not need to be undertaken in order to restore a healthy system. As I said, that's unnecessary. Our body is constantly seeking to restore itself to a natural balance anyway, sort of like a self-cleaning oven. It will do its job as long as we stop adding toxic stuff into it, and we're going to be just fine. And number three, harm. If we use a substance that actually did detoxify our body, we'd be using something very strong and potentially dangerous, and it might have extreme results. Even rapid weight loss is unhealthy because it causes the body to lose muscle as well as body fat. Now, even if we just lost body fat alone, we should keep in mind that our body fat accumulation is triggered when we're exposed to a greater amount of toxin than our body can easily get rid of. This allows us to put the toxic substances in a sort of stasis. Normal weight loss only allows a gradual increase of these stored toxins in our system when we lose that body fat, but rapid weight loss might dump large amounts, and in addition to give us that dose of toxic overload, it might stimulate the body's need to accumulate more fat to deal with it, and so we're on that sort of cycle of increasing fat again. Well, okay, so what can we do? Now, the best remedy to the season of excess is to merely stop the excess. If we return to our normal habits, we'll stop the overload of our systems and allow us to return to our normal states of balance. Of course, we can also take on more healthy habits, such as let's drink more water and less sugar-sweetened and carbonated drinks. We can eat more fruits and vegetables. We can avoid processed foods. We can eat more organic and natural foods. And, of course, we can take more walks, attend more yoga classes, strengthen our muscles with weight training workouts. The new year can be a great time to get started with some good habits. And if you're looking for some of these remedies and you're in the Houston, Texas area, please check out some of my classes. You can find my schedule at jbyrdyoga.com. That's jbyrdyoga.com. And if you're interested in learning how to avoid nutritional toxins, then you might be interested in an upcoming workshop that I'm teaching. It's called Nutritional Detox Endocrine Disruptors, and it's this Saturday, January 13th. You can find more about that on my website as well. I'll be discussing what these toxic substances are, how they affect our endocrine system, how they get into our food supply, how we can avoid them. And if you register early, you get a special New Year's discount. Well, that's all I have for now. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great new year. Thanks again.